48 Robert 5. Set for 911 open line. Now, during breathing and possibly someone wrestling with his phone.
Redlands Police Department, this is Carl Baker with Behind the Badge. In this episode, Chief's Corner with Redlands Police Chief Jim Bierman.
Hi, I'm Chief Jim Bierman of the Redlands Police Department. The Redlands Police Department, like the city we serve, is blessed with a wealth of volunteers. At one point in our department's history, we had more volunteers than we did employees. With budget cuts, rapidly changing crime dynamics, and less than clear political intentions just over the horizon, the need for dedicated members of our community to help their police department has never been more pressing. In the early 90s, we added the Civilian Volunteer Patrol, otherwise known as the CVPs, to our volunteer complement of reserve police officers and police explorers. I'm not sure when reserve officers were added to the RPD, but I have very clear recollections of one reserve officer when I was growing up on Primrose Avenue in the 1960s. Bob Earp, father, great neighbor, football coach, and high school principal, was an RPD reserve police officer. His periodic appearance in police uniform always caused the zillion kids living in our cul-de-sac, yes, we were absolutely the Redlands version of our gang kids, to stare in awe at the neighborhood superhero as he roared down the street on his police three-wheeled motorcycle. Englishman Sir Robert Peel, the father of modern-day policing, said about the nature of progressive policing that the people are the police and the police are the people. Most contemporary police theorists probably believe he was simply speaking to the need for the police to engage the community in a collaborative partnership to control crime and disorder. This is the fundamental underpinning to what is now commonly referred to as community policing. I think he was also referring to volunteer opportunities in policing, such as our reserve officer and CVP programs. I can't think of a better way to fulfill Peel's mandate than through the many volunteer opportunities the RPD offers. When citizens volunteer to help the police, several things occur. First, they help us leverage the resources we have within the police department. When CVPs show up at a crime scene or at the scene of an accident, they fulfill a very important police task and relieve officers to handle other calls. When reserve officers are working, they provide invaluable backup to employee officers so the department can handle calls for service more expeditiously and safer. Second, I've heard repeatedly from our volunteers that their service to the department has been as rewarding as anything they have ever done. Not only do they realize they're giving back to their community in very meaningful ways, but it's interesting work and really fun. And finally, when citizens work closely with the police, we, the police, become better public servants. It's very easy in the day-to-day grind of handling call after call. We'll handle more than 60,000 this year alone. For officers to become disconnected from the impact crime has on people. As weird as this may sound, when you spend more than 40 hours per week dealing intimately with crime, you start to get used to it. As a patrol officer, I had to consciously remind myself that while the call I was handling was simply the next in a line of 15 to 25 calls I would handle that day, to the person needing my services, the call represented one of the most stressful events in his or her life. As they work side by side with our employees, volunteers help us remember the importance of our work and bring a refreshing perspective to the job. Sometimes we forget what it's like to be a crime victim or be involved in a traffic accident. Helping the RPD stay connected to the people we serve is one of the most important functions of our volunteers. I've mentioned two categories of RPD volunteers, but we have many more opportunities for people wishing to help make their community safer. Volunteers at our animal shelter, our senior centers, child care volunteers, who help minimize the trauma experienced by children we have taken into protective custody, Explorer Scouts, volunteer teen mentors and counselors, members of our youth coalition, volunteer camera operators and video editors for Channel 3, volunteer pilots for our air support unit, volunteer crime analysts, retired officers volunteering their time to investigate cases our detectives cannot get to, and elementary school traffic valets, make up many of our other volunteer opportunities. Sometime this year, I hope to implement several additional volunteer opportunities I've spoken about in the past. These include membership in a police advisory commission, if the city council approves it, volunteer monitors of the GPS systems we use to supervise parolees and our surveillance cameras, and volunteer park rangers to help us patrol the city's parks. Today we have a pressing need that literally everyone can participate in. It has only two requirements. One, that you have an opinion about the nature of policing services in Redlands, and two, that you're willing to share it. Shortly, we will be starting a series of focus groups intended to inform us what kind of police department you, the taxpayer, want. It is part of our effort to implement meaningful performance measurements. Before we can measure something, we have to first define the measuring stick. That would, of course, be your expectations of the services we should deliver. We call this initiative Measuring What Matters. Lately, there has been much discussion about how much we should spend on our public safety services. Police and fire requirements use the majority of the city's general fund, as is the case in every full-service city I've ever seen. If we're going to spend that much of our limited financial resources, I believe we should make sure we are giving you what you want. It's clear to me that when someone needs emergency services, they really don't want to hear a discussion about limited city resources. They want the police, firefighter, paramedics, etc. right now. But the issue is more complicated than that. Redlands is the only city in our region currently reducing its policing resources, as it has for the last 3 years. We live next door to San Bernardino, where the mayor, city council, police department, and the community struggle every day to reduce the city's high level of violent crime. And they are making progress. But one unintended consequence of that progress is the displacement of crime to neighboring cities such as Redlands. More than 70% of the adults we arrest for serious crimes are not from Redlands. Displacement is a very real phenomenon. We also live in a state where the federal courts are in the process of taking control of the prison system and intend to release tens of thousands of prisoners back into our communities completely unprepared to reintegrate as law-abiding citizens. So, as you can see, I feel strongly about what is happening to our ability to provide the kind of policing services I think Redlands needs. Note that I said what I think. What you think is most important in this discussion. What kind of police department the people of Redlands want should dictate how much of our budget we should allocate to the RPD. Do you want a reactive police force or a proactive one? Do you want us to focus on trying to control crime before it occurs, or largely focus on it after it occurs and then work to apprehend the perpetrators? You tell us. The time, date, and location of the focus groups will be announced soon. Please help us be a more responsive police department by participating in one of them. Feel free to contact me at 909-335-4744 or email me at chief@redlandspolice.org.
Behind the Badge is a production of the Redlands Police Department Public Information Office. For the Redlands Police Department, this is Carl Baker.